This is WSKG News. Did passage of the state budget signal the end of Albany's legislative session for 2017? Lawmakers don't adjourn until June. Karen DeWitt takes a look at whether Governor Cuomo and the legislature will tackle anything else.
Cuomo says the recently enacted state budget included the majority of the priorities that he named in his January State of the State message, including raising the age for adult criminal responsibility from 16 to 18, providing free public college tuition for some middle-class families, and allowing ride-hailing services to operate outside New York City. As for other topics, like ethics reform, the governor says it was left out of the final budget package for a reason.
If we didn't get it done in the budget, it means you don't have the political will to get it done. Ethics reform, for example, I don't see that happening with this legislature.
Cuomo's economic development projects, including the Buffalo Billion, were the target of a federal corruption probe. It's led to the arrest of 9 former Cuomo associates, including the governor's former closest aide. Trials begin later this year. The governor's remarks, made at an Easter egg hunt at the executive mansion, are a change from what Cuomo said in late March when asked about the chances for ethics reform.
We're going to try like heck.
Cuomo also, in those mid-March statements, took a different view of whether the budget is the sole means to get key policy items passed into law.
The budget is primarily about finances. If there's a policy matter that is related to the finances, then I try to include it because the budget is a good vehicle to reconcile as much as you can. Many of the democracy issues that you talk about we're going to take up after the budget.
John Caney, with the government reform group Reinvent Albany, says he's not worried that the governor seems to be giving up on ethics reform for now.
The governor also said, and I will quote him, at least if this is reported accurately, quote, I will respond
to the initiatives that the legislature comes up with.
Caney, with Reinvent Albany, says the measure known as the Procurement Integrity Act has support in the Democratic-led Assembly as well as the Senate. GOP Deputy Majority Leader John DeFrancisco is a key sponsor. The bill would reinstate the state controller's authority to review economic development contracts. Those powers were taken away in a 2011 law. Caney says many other lawmakers are also interested in the measures.
The question before the Capitol and before Albany and the legislature is, are they going to fix a gigantic problem that was revealed last year when $800 million in state economic development contracts were apparently rigged and 9 people were arrested by federal and state prosecutors, including close aides to the governor? And that problem has not been fixed yet.
The governor has offered his own reforms. Instead of giving the controller back oversight powers, Cuomo would set up a special inspector general as part of his administration to oversee economic development contracts. The governor says he does believe there is more work to do when it comes to ethics reform. In the meantime, Cuomo says instead of negotiating with the legislature at the Capitol, he plans to focus instead on building infrastructure, including airports, roads and bridges, and the long-awaited upgrade of New York City's Penn Station.
We have these large projects to get done. I want to make sure they get done.
And the governor says he wants to make sure that they get done on time. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.